Welcome to Covenant's Pulpit Ministry. Covenant Evangelical Free Church believes that the Bible is the Word of God and that God's Word is vital for life-transforming Christianity. We trust that you will grow to know the Word of God and, more importantly, the God of the Word as you hear this message today. May God bless you as you open your heart to His Word.
Very good morning, church. Morning to those of us here at Woodlands and also those of us who are worshiping with us online. Welcome to Covenant's Pulpit Ministry. Today is our second Missions Sunday. And this year's Mission Sunday, the theme is Unhindered. Last Sunday, the focus was on the unhindered disciple. Pastor Tony shared from Acts 28, verse 17 to 31, looking at the life of the Apostle Paul, where he showed us two marks of an unhindered disciple, bold in the mission and true to the message. Today, we'll look at the second focus, the unhindered kingdom. And we're going to revisit Acts chapter 28, focusing on verses 28 to 31. Allow me to read Acts 28, verse 28 to 31 from the Common English Bible Version. Therefore, be certain of this. God's salvation has been sent to the Gentiles. They will listen. Paul lived in his own rented quarters for 2 full years and welcomed everyone who came to see him. Unhindered and with complete confidence, he continued to preach God's kingdom and to teach about the Lord Jesus Christ. Across the streets, all around the world, the mission's still the same. Proclaim and live the truth in Jesus' name. Well, those of us, if you are humming along with me, you'd probably be in my generation. Well, this is the last line of the chorus of the song, The Mission, by Steve Green. I can imagine the Apostle Paul singing it if the song was available in his time. Truly, across the streets all around the world, the mission's still the same. Indeed, whether it is across the streets or around the world, or whether it was in the time of the apostles in the book of Acts, or in our time today, the mission still the same. To proclaim the kingdom of God and to see the kingdom of God going forth unhindered. Quoting Bible commentator Bruce Mill, Acts is the story of the first 30 years of the Christian world mission. Today, the Christian world mission continues, and it is for us as Christ's disciples to continue to proclaim the kingdom of God unhindered. It is for us as Christ's disciples to continue to proclaim the kingdom of God unhindered. How then can we be part of this Christian world mission to continue to proclaim the kingdom of God unhindered? Two ways we can participate in seeing God's kingdom going forth unhindered. First, be open to receive people. And second, be ready to proclaim the gospel. Let's commit ourselves to the Lord, asking Him to prepare our hearts to listen and receive what He will say to us. Let us pray. God of the nations, we ask of you today, give us a heart that is open to listen to your voice speaking to us. Help us to be sensitive to your Holy Spirit teaching us, and give us the obedience to what you will say to us. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. How can we be part of this Christian world mission to continue to proclaim the kingdom of God unhindered? We can participate in seeing God's kingdom going forth unhindered in two ways. First, be open to receive people. Acts 28 verse 30 tells us, Paul lived in his rented quarters for 2 full years and welcomed everyone who came to see him. Paul welcomed everyone. Who are these everyone? In the context of Acts 28, everyone here would refer to both the Jews and the Gentiles, both believers and pre-believers, both who are open and not open to the gospel. Paul welcomed. He welcomed both Jews and Gentiles. The act of welcoming reflects Paul's posture towards them. Welcome, in its biblical usage, reflects an acceptance towards people. It is a posture of receiving gladly. So I would imagine Paul receiving whoever that came to see him with open arms, showing no favoritism nor bias, but with full acceptance. And Paul welcomed everyone in his own rented quarters. Even though Paul was under house arrest, that didn't deter him from extending hospitality to whoever would come to him. He welcomed them into his space. Paul was open to receive people. He welcomed everyone who came to see him. How many of you had a chance to hop onto our 2819 MRT at the foyer last Sunday? Okay, later you need to make a trip down. Well, just a trivia. Do you know what the number 2819 represents? To give you a hint, it's Missions Sunday. So what would 2819 have in connection to Mission Sunday? You can turn to the next person and try to decode it. What is 2819? I hear something. Shout it out. Matthew 28:19, you got it. So sorry, no prize for you. You can have the free 3-in-1 coffee later. But someone at the first service texted me and said, hey, I decoded 28:19. You are absolutely right. It's Matthew 28:19. Go make disciples of all nations. And this is exclusive train just for these two Sundays. Last Sunday in the 28:19 MRT, stories of covenanters who went on overseas cross-cultural missions attachment were featured. This Sunday, the same MRT will bring us to our doorsteps, where we'll read stories of what God is doing through Covenant's home missions. Covenant's home mission seeks to reach out to professionals, international students, migrant workers, and domestic workers who are living in Singapore. To be a home away from home is what home missions seeks to do. This is the latest Singapore population statistics as of June 2025. There are currently 1.91 million non-residents in Singapore. And we thank God that He has allowed Covenant to indeed be a home away from home for some of these non-residents. Who are these ones that Covenant is reaching out to? Well, after service, hop on to 2819 MRT to find out. Just as Paul was open to receive everyone, even the Gentiles, into his house, we are encouraged to hear of covenanters who likewise receive foreigners like migrant workers into their homes to celebrate festive seasons over a meal. Truly, we thank God for these covenanters who have demonstrated for us what it means to be open to receive people, even if they are of a different culture, of a different social status. It's inspiring for us to know it can be done. In fact, some of us actually are already receiving a non-resident in our homes, our domestic workers. Recently, one reflection that I had is that we desire to reach out to our pre-believing family members in our household. What if we see these domestic workers that we have received into our homes to be part of our household? Then we will likewise desire to also want to reach out to them with the gospel. Perhaps for some, we may not be ready to receive sojourners into our homes. Then what about in the church? Here, I'd like to share a personal experience just 3 Sundays ago. I was doing my welcome duty at BBJ Center at Level 1 foyer. So amidst the crowd, I spotted a domestic worker. She was sitting on a bench outside one of the preschool classrooms. We had eye contact and we acknowledged each other. And as the service started, the crowd also began to thin down. In my logical mind, I think, yay, my duty is over. But it was at that moment that I spotted the same domestic worker still sitting on the bench. Then the prompting came. Hey, Kat, your duty is not over yet. Go talk to her. Well, wearing a staff tag and being a pastor overseeing home missions, cannot say no, cannot run away, correct? Well, I did go forward and very, very willingly, I sat next to her, started to chat with her, find out more about where she came from and all. And in that process of chit-chatting, I spotted her having a salompas koyo, a plaster, on her right wrist. So I asked her, what happened to your hand? She said, oh, my right wrist is painful. I hope this koyo will relieve the pain. So it's okay to be kepo sometimes, to be busybody sometimes, because that will be a lead-in conversation. And so I asked her, can I pray for you? And she said, yes. After praying for her, she said these words, thank you, Pastor, for praying for me. I left, and she was still sitting on the bench. You know, what was God telling me that morning? These foreigners are not far away. In fact, they are right in our church. Don't miss them out. Let's receive them into our spiritual space, into our spiritual community. Because we'll never know. Someday, because of our hospitality, they may get to hear of the gospel and come to faith. And that was the prayer that I had for this domestic worker. Even though I invited her to come and visit our domestic workers fellowship, at that moment she wasn't ready. But we never know. We never know that hospitality extended can lead to a disciple in the making. Be open to receive people, whether into our homes or looking out for them in church. Or for some, it could be God calling us to be open to receive these sojourners by entering into their space, into their community. Sharing this with permission, Elder Hock Choi, a Zone mentor in Woodlands, one day he approached me to ask how his CG can serve in home missions activities in their CG Blessing Week. So I connected him to one of our home mission leaders who reaches out to migrant workers in a dormitory. And one Friday night, Elder Hock Choi, together with his CGL Raymond, mobilized their CG to serve in the thrift sale. The CG has just heard, I heard from Elder Hock Choi, they just served again in September. It's heartening to see an initiator, a mobilizer, and many servers all within the CG. So would you help me to thank all these different covenanters, really, for having to be so willing and open to receive the sojourners who are in our midst, whether it's inviting them into our homes or stepping into their community to befriend them, serve them, and welcoming them even when we see them in the church. Such simple steps can make a difference for these sojourners because we have created a home away from home for them. But I believe, seated amongst us, there will be those who are struggling with this idea of welcoming foreigners into our homes or in the church, or even having their presence around, we feel uncomfortable. It could be due to our personal biases, or we might have some unpleasant experiences and encounters. I've shared my own journey at different platforms, how I was prejudiced against migrant workers. I felt unsafe when they were around. Or even a simple thing like having to wait for a long time to pay for my groceries because they formed such a long queue in supermarket, that in itself irked me. But God, through different episodes, He opened my eyes to see these foreigners, they are equally precious to God because they are also God's creation. They likewise have pains and needs. So God began to change my views towards migrant workers, and He placed in my heart His compassion for these ones. When Jesus saw the crowd, He had compassion for them because He saw their helplessness like sheep without a shepherd. Perhaps today, it could be you taking that first step to ask God to help you walk through some of these challenges, struggles, and then ask Him, the God of compassion, to help you see these sojourners as Christ would see them. And ask Him to grow in your heart the compassion to accept and love these ones. Perhaps the first step we could take after today is to welcome foreigners by just giving them a smile when they walk past us. Acknowledge their presence. And then with God's help, to take baby step, one step at a time, towards being open to receive and welcome the foreigners in our midst. To quote Ed Stetzer, most of us can't avoid the nations even where we presently live. God is moving people into our cities. God is moving people and groups into our cities and our neighborhoods. The nations are waiting, sometimes next door. There are 1.91 million non-residents in Singapore. They are amongst us in our neighborhoods, schools, campuses, workplaces, and even church. And they are probably waiting for someone such as you and me, to welcome them. Therefore, let's ask God to help us to be open to receive these everyone. Because I believe this is one step that God is leading us to allow the gospel to reach them. The gospel not just in words, but the gospel in actions. How can we be part of this Christian world to continue to proclaim the kingdom of God unhindered? We can participate in seeing God's kingdom going forth unhindered in two ways. First, be open to receive people. Second, be ready to proclaim the gospel. Verse 31 says, unhindered and with complete confidence, he continued to preach God's kingdom and teach about the Lord Jesus Christ. When Paul welcomed everyone into his house, it wasn't just to yam cha, drink tea, or to chit-chat with them. Because Paul was very clear of his one and only mission, and that is to proclaim Christ, to proclaim the kingdom of God and God's sovereignty, to proclaim the salvation that is through Jesus Christ, the Messiah, in his death and resurrection. In all of Paul's attempts to preach the gospel, he encountered many Jews who rejected the gospel and chose not to believe. We see that in Acts 28, verse 24. Some were persuaded by what he said, but others refused to believe. Paul was certainly saddened by this. But it didn't stop him. He continued to preach to any Jew who would want to listen and believe. And that's why Paul welcomed everyone, including the Jews. What about the Gentiles? Well, it was without a doubt that Paul wanted and had preached the gospel to them. Just as he declared in verse 28, Therefore, be certain of this. God's salvation has been sent to the Gentiles. They will listen. The gospel has indeed already reached the Gentiles, as seen in the book of Acts. Many Gentiles had heard and believed, and Paul was very certain that there'll be many more Gentiles who would continue to respond. Paul was ready to preach the word in season and out of season, and he was already all in to preach to whoever that comes to him. Because to Paul, every open door that is extended to that someone can be an opportunity to an open heart to hear and receive the gospel. As Christ's disciples, we too have the gospel, and we are too to be ready to proclaim Christ. Unhindered and with complete confidence, be ready to proclaim the gospel. I've been very much inspired by our home mission's Filipino fellowship members. In fact, every member is trained to share the gospel using the three circles. And every fifth Sunday would be their blessed day, where they would go out to neighborhoods to bless fellow domestic workers with goodie bags. And when there's opportunity, they will pray for them. We even heard of testimonies of how some of these domestic workers actually pray to receive Christ, whether it's in the market, the void deck, when our members share the gospel with them. Once I was introduced to a new member in the fellowship, and I heard her story. It was in one of these blessed days where one of our fellowship members approached her and started a conversation. And then she was complaining about her shoulder aching. And this fellowship member happened to know how to massage. So this bless became a very practical blessing. She massaged this domestic worker. But this member didn't stop there. She invited her to come and join the Filipino fellowship. The following Sunday, this domestic worker came. Another member shared the gospel with her. And guess what? On that Sunday, this domestic worker, who not only received the massage, that day received salvation because someone shared Christ. Amen. Therefore, we really want to praise God for Filipino Fellowship, the members, because they are ever so ready to proclaim Christ. What about us? Who is God calling us to go and proclaim the gospel to? To be unhindered and with complete confidence to do so. And if God ever places an opportunity before us, even if it requires us to come out of our comfort zone, be it because it is of a different culture, a different people group, will we be willing and ready to proclaim the gospel? Well, God gave me such an opportunity. I was serving at a health screening session in a dormitory, and since I'm not medically trained, I volunteered to be a befriender. So as I was walking in the room one of the sessions, another volunteer came to me and said, "Pastor Kat, there's a worker from Myanmar and he's requesting for prayer." And so I went to this worker. As I hear him share his plight, God stirred in my heart to ask him this question. "Can I share with you about Jesus Christ?" What do you think is his answer? "Yes." He said, "Yes." Whoa. So in simple English, I shared the gospel with this worker. That night, he said he wasn't ready to accept Christ, but he was open to attend a Myanmar church. That's a good start, isn't it? So after praying for him, we connected him to a few workers who were also from Myanmar and are believers who happened to be in that room that night. That was truly God's divine arrangement, because God is not letting anyone go, even this worker from Myanmar. That night, my reflection was simply this. God will surely enable us when we are willing and ready to let Him use us. We just do it. Just be ready to proclaim the gospel. As we have shared at the start of this year's Mission Sunday, we want to bring across the message that our mission field can be at our doorsteps. God is calling us to go and proclaim the gospel. Will we be ready to do so? For across the streets all around the world, the mission is still the same. Proclaim and live the truth in Jesus' name. Unhindered kingdom. By the time we read Acts 28, the words of Jesus in Acts 1:8 is already fulfilled in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth, represented by Gentiles, the nations. But that's not the end yet, because the last word in Acts 28, verse 31, the word unhindered, as seen in versions like NASB, is also the same word that ended the whole book of Acts. There seems to be no conclusion to Acts 28, verse 31, or even the book of Acts. Luke, the author of the book of Acts, seemed to keep it open-ended in its ending. That it is for us readers to get the message that the mission continues. The kingdom of God will continue to go unhindered. And how are we to continue this mission to see God's kingdom going forth unhindered? How I started the sermon with a quote by Bruce Mill, I like to repeat it here. Today, the Christian world mission continues. And it is for us as Christ's disciples to continue to proclaim the kingdom of God unhindered. For us to be part of this Christian world mission, to continue to proclaim the kingdom of God unhindered, we can but participate by being open to receive people and be ready to proclaim the gospel. Allow me to close by sharing with us two photos. Last Tuesday evening, I was taking my walk at the reservoir near my home, and I spotted a rainbow. Being typical Singaporean, what did I do? Take out my phone, iPhone XR though, not 17 Pro, and I took a picture of the rainbow. And as I was admiring the rainbow, where I was standing, I saw two migrant workers. And so what I did was, I took out my phone again, I tried to angle it such that I have both the rainbow and the two migrant workers in that same photo, just trying to exercise some artistic skills, you know? And then came this second photo. If you're impressed, just say, wow. Thank you very much for affirming. But you know this photo, not knowing that God actually deposited something very precious in my heart. We all know rainbow is a symbol of God's covenant love and presence. And we claim it for ourselves. But that day, God deposited this to my heart. That God's covenant love and presence also hover over these two migrant brothers. But how would they know of God's love unless those who know of His love go and tell them? Indeed, how will the many who have yet to hear the gospel know of God's love unless we who know go and proclaim the gospel to them? Today, it can be the start for us to say, yes, God, I want to see your kingdom go forth unhindered, and I want to play my part. Teach me to be open to receive that one person. Teach me to be ready to proclaim the gospel when you lead me to. Teach me to be willing to give time to serve the nations at our doorsteps. Teach me to listen and obey what you are calling me to get involved in your global missions work. Will this be your prayer to God today? And if you truly desire to get into action, you may ask, How can I respond? There are opportunities for you to explore getting involved in God's missions work, being both here and overseas. When you scan this Missions Month response, or you can also take a photo of this slide, it will direct you to many opportunities for you to consider. Or come meet us at 2819 MRT later, and we can have a chat with you. Church, God has a place in His missions work for each one of us. It is just for us to discover and step into it as God calls us to. So before I invite us to sing this response song, Hosanna, I'm going to bring us back to this photo and invite you to imagine with me. Imagine with me, what if the day will come where these two migrant workers, having heard the gospel, having to come to faith in Christ, having been discipled, and they now bring the gospel to their fellow countrymen here in Singapore, or back into their home country, or even beyond. This is when the kingdom of God will go forth unhindered. And it can happen because you and I take that step of willingness to say, I will and I want to reach the nations, to be open to receive them and to be ready to proclaim the gospel in words and in actions. Brothers and sisters, fellow disciples of Christ, will we be willing to say, I will and I want? So count me in, O Lord of the harvest. Can I invite us to stand and respond with this song, and in a while stand to call for a response? Jesus, whom we are to be ready to proclaim. This is the Jesus who has taught us to love as He has loved us. This is the Jesus who shows compassion to those who needed Him. And we humbly ask Him today, open up our eyes, O Lord, to the things unseen. Show us how to love. Break our hearts for what breaks yours, O Lord. And may we live our life for Him and for His kingdom, to see His kingdom going forth unhindered. For all of us here in Woodlands and those of us online, today the call is simple. Will you be open to welcome that someone? Will you be willing, ready to witness to that someone? Would you ask God, if this is to be, who will that someone be? A colleague? A school friend? A cleaner at my block? My own domestic worker? God, who would be that someone you would deposit in my heart for me to be willing to welcome, to receive, and to be ready to proclaim Christ? Going to give us a short pause and let the Lord speak to us. God, speak to me. If the Lord has somehow given you either a name or an impression visually of someone, hold it. Hold it in your heart, because God is speaking. Hold it in your heart. And as you hold that person in your heart, I'm going to lead us in a prayer. And if your heart resonates with what you hear in this prayer, at the end of it, all that I'm asking for us is to say a resounding amen to this prayer. Allow me to pray for us. Father, indeed, we want to see your kingdom go forth unhindered. And I want to play my part. Teach me to be open, to welcome, to receive that one person. Teach me to be ready and be willing to proclaim the gospel, to witness for you, not just in words, but in action, to whoever and whenever you lead me to. Teach me to be willing to give time to serve the nations, those who are at our doorsteps. Teach me to listen and obey what you are calling me to get involved in your global missions work. Let everything I am before your kingdom's cause, even this week, God, the person that if you have placed in my heart, give me that opportunity to welcome, to receive this person. And above all, God, the boldness and the readiness to proclaim Christ. So that as we go forth, Lord, let everything that we are be for your kingdom's cause as we walk from earth into eternity. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's continue to praise the Lord and truly desire to be that generation that will take up our place in selfless faith.
Can we sing together?
lift up your hands and receive the benediction of God. Today's blessing is taken from Psalm 67, verses 1 to 2. May God be gracious to you and bless you, and make His face shine upon you, so that His way may be made known on earth and His saving power among the nations. May you go forth and be a blessing in your community, your school, your workplace, and to the nations. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We're glad you had spent some time listening to God's Word, and we hope that the message has ministered to you. You can visit us at www.cefc.org.sg for more sermon titles. God bless you in your spiritual pilgrimage ahead.